WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Richard Price first became known for his novel The Wanderers, about street gangs in the Bronx, where he grew up. People assumed he was a tough guy, which he wasn't. Several novels and screenplays later, he's returned to the territory of street gangs. Maureen Carrigan has a review of Clockers.
First things first, the big controversy being stirred up by Clockers is whether or not Richard Price should have written it. After all, Price is from a lower middle class Jewish background, and Clockers takes place inside the world of black crack dealers. Can white artists really peer into the souls of characters from other races? This has been a hot critical question ever since William Styron wrote The Confessions of Nat Turner. I think the answer is, it depends. When Elvis Presley sang In the Ghetto, something didn't feel quite right. But last year, fans of the Native American autobiography, The Education of Little Tree, were stunned when they found out it was really written by some white guy who was a former speechwriter for George Wallace. Despite the fact that it's a fake, Little Tree still feels true to a lot of readers. If Price had written Clockers under the pseudonym Buddha Hat, which is the street name of one of his characters, I bet we reviewers would be hailing the birth of an authentic voice from the inner city. Of course, most reviewers are white too, so we may be easily fooled. But Price has always been known for his dead-on dialogue, his insider observations. Clockers is a tale of Darwinian-style crack capitalism that's so raw, the question is not whether Price should have written it, but who out there is going to want to read it? Clockers unfolds in a fictitious New Jersey city. The main character, Strike, supervises a crew of cocaine dealers, Clockers, who work out of a housing project. Even though he makes big bucks preying on junkies and seduces an 11-year-old boy into joining his crew, Strike doesn't think of himself as a criminal. Clocking, he says, is just what he does, his best shot at having a life, like going into the army or working for UPS. Strike is scum, but he's not the animal that his boss, Rodney, is. So when Rodney orders Strike to kill a rival drug dealer named Daryl, Strike's ulcers act up. While Strike's busy chug-a-lugging Yoo-hoo like it was Mylanta, Daryl is murdered, and Strike's nice, hard-working brother Victor confesses to the hit. A detective on the case, Rocco Klein, doesn't buy Victor's story. Rocco is nearing retirement and feeling up to his eyeballs in the nothingness of people's lives. But Rocco's zest for his job returns when he makes it his mission to nail Strike for the murder. Price borrows a narrative trick here from 19th century novelists like Elizabeth Gaskell and Charles Dickens, who also wrote about social problems. They always dangled a romance subplot like a carrot to entice their readers through their grim factory tales. I think Price uses his murder mystery subplot for similar reasons. But Price so quickly converted me to the brutal logic of the streets that I stopped caring about who killed Daryl. He was just another body. What kept me reading Clockers was its God's eye view of hell, the inner city, what some cynics have called the self-cleaning oven. Will other readers want to keep images of slum motels, jail cells, and knifings before their eyes for 600 pages, especially after L.A.? I don't know. The great aesthetic achievement of Clockers may also be its biggest sales liability.
Maureen Carrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed Richard Price's novel Clockers.